B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Radio. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
Stop blowing my mind!
We're rolling with continuous esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is gonna be absolute madness around!
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. You're listening to me, James Campbell, as well as Weird Beard, and the owner of one of the most perverted gaming mouse pads I've ever seen, Mr. Robbie Landis.
All right, so first of all, the mouse pad in question that you're talking about is the one with all of the...
The Overwatch babes.
Overwatch
butts.
Babes in, yes. In bathing suits,
yes.
That I took home, but I don't use. I'm actually not the owner of that mouse pad.
Oh.
My girlfriend is.
Oh, so he's passing the buck on to his girlfriend.
Yeah, then it's okay. Yeah.
So she has her hand all over, you know, Mercy's butt all day long while she's doing accounting stuff. So,
oh,
yep.
Okay. That's what you guys call that, your household. Okay. If that's the story, and he's sticking to it. Competitive gamers are always looking to get an advantage over the competition, especially in a way that is not deemed as cheating. Well, one Fortnite player looking for that edge decided to hire some e-girls to help boost his testosterone during a match.
What?
Weirdbeard, what's the story here?
So both the Call of Duty and Fortnite scene have recently seen some pros using like different weird methods to boost their testosterone while competing. It's been like this, you may have heard like boxers, they don't have intimate relationships with their significant others before big matches and fights because they say, hey, you need all the testosterone that you can to win. But in the esports scene, it's taken off kind of in the past month or so. So we see Energy Esports. This guy's name is Zayt, Z-A-Y-T. During a Fortnite event, he wanted to compete and do better. And so he hired two e-girls to test the theory. And the way he did it is he posted on Twitter saying, like, I'm looking for two really hot 18-year-old or older girls to talk to me while I play Fortnite. So he brought them onto a call, and kind of this is what it was, I guess.
At LAN 2. Wait. The Stormbug just... You guys are geniuses! There's no more Stormbug!
Oh, there's no more Stormbug?
Oh my god.
What'd I do?
You just keep talking, baby.
It's working for him, apparently. I mean, I wouldn't think that you know, gaming, that testosterone is what you need to I guess, boost your levels of play. But, I mean, if it's working for him, I can't really knock it, right?
I guess it was, like, it was just weird to me that this guy hired girls to talk to him during...
It is absolutely weird. That has, like,
okay,
creep
hold on.
Levels
hold
to
on.
The next level,
we're,
man.
We're gonna be a little chauvinistic right here. Did they sound hot enough to you? Like, was that the kind of voice that would inspire you to do better?
I mean, they sounded attractive, but they sounded really dumb. Like,
yeah,
these girls know
nothing about Fortnite, right?
Yeah.
Which is fine. I don't think that's what he needs, right? Yeah. He doesn't need them to, like, you know.
Yeah, these
you
are
know.
Clearly just some attractive girls,
right,
who have a post somewhere, and they probably do some cam stuff. Maybe, you know, nude, maybe not nude, who knows? Maybe they just do some just chatting shows on Twitch, but they're attractive girls that they know they can gain an audience if they put on the right outfit.
Now, I will say, it didn't stay as PG as that.
What I worried about.
It got really weird. Like, if you're watching this guy's stream, I feel bad because this is the kind of stuff. Now, again, he checked to make sure that they were 18, but this is what you would hear if you had tuned into this guy's stream. Remember, while he's competing for, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
It's all during a Fortnite tournament.
Correct.
Girls?
Wait, sorry, what'd you say? I'm doing my hair right now. I'm trying to curl it.
My question
hair.
Was, are you guys hornier than 14?
What?
Wait, girls? Girls are deaf talking to me. I'm so sorry. What was the question?
They don't even care.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Are you hornier in quarantine?
Girls have to
draw. Is that a word? Hornier?
I mean, I think everyone is.
Everyone is? I mean, I can just...
Okay, all right.
Wowie.
That got weird.
I just... Again, this man...
That's more what I expected out of this story.
But here's the question. if this, because this, he ended up taking a seventh in the entire event, right? Which is still a top 10 placement. He still won
at
least $10,000 from doing this event.
If it paid for what he spent on the e-girls, it's a win.
That's what I'm saying. You would do it as long as you were able to get the $10,000.
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you think he's just saying he hired these girls to boost his testosterone when really he was just trying to chat with babes?
I mean, I could see
it. It was definitely a stunt. But hey, man, even in the sports world, like some athletes have weird like rituals that they go through to like get the win or to give themselves the edge. This just sounds like one of those weird things.
Let's be fair. Some of these Fortnite guys could definitely use a little bit more testosterone.
Yeah.
So like, I don't see it as a total loss either way.
All right. You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. We love hanging out on some of these awesome stations that host us each week. We will love you. KFNC-FM in Houston, Texas. WBZ-FM in Boston, Massachusetts. And 101-WRIF HD2, my home station in Detroit, Michigan. Thanks so much for being a part of the Checkpoint family. Now, speaking of testosterone, some esports players might have too much of it. Much like this story here. Weird Beard, what was said?
So if you follow Call of Duty League at all, it seems to be the league that has the most tit for tat in it. You know what I mean? Like, it's the one that is the kind of like they go at each other's throats a little bit more. And it really came down to two teams, the Seattle Surge, and it was also between the New York Subliners, both teams that, by the way, are pretty bad this year
not
in the Call
good.
Of Duty. No.
Right.
So it came off. There's a player named Temp who, after a kind of heated match that they had, he got on Twitter and he said, LMAO, nothing against your former players, but y'all got last at champs. LMAO, you're not even more chalked. I played your team that was having mid-series subs. LMAO. Then the coach for the Seattle Surge stepped in and said, you got last at champs 365 days prior to that. It's just a factual kind of statement. You know, like, it wasn't that bad. And then the player replied to the coach, bro, what? Just stop tweeting me and go suck Octane's it will keep the cash flowing in.
Oh, wowzers.
What?
So the question is then stepped in. Do you think that the league for the Call of Duty League should step in and fine Temp for telling another coach to suck up a player's
Well, thing? I definitely feel like it's a little on brand for Call of Duty. It's funny you bring that up because something similar actually happened on the Overwatch side of things as well. The Los Angeles Valiant just destroyed the Washington Justice. One of their damage players, Shax, just went to town on them. And Hunter, who is the assistant coach for the Valiant, actually tweeted out, if you've ever wondered what Shax's tastes like, please direct your queries to the Washington Justice starting six.
Wow.
I just think, like,
yeah.
What would this be analogous to in the NFL? Like, you know, if Tom Brady tweeted another coach saying, like, hey, suck my, you know, to a different coach, would the NFL fine him? Or is that just, like, too much overreach at this
point? I think it is a little bit different because, especially within the gaming world, this is definitely something that everyone's been through this.
Like trash talk or whatever?
Well, not just trash
talk. I feel like it's more prominent in like fighting and boxing.
But the toxic nature that comes from our gaming sort of history. I mean, anyone who's been on Xbox Live, right, knows sort of where this leads to.
Yeah.
And so while I do think that esports needs more trash talk, I do think that we need to be a little bit more cognizant of how sort of respectful we are of it. Otherwise, you know, you might start sliding into things like racial slurs, in which case people are getting banned and dropped from the league.
I think it's crazy because I understand the argument that, like, it's Twitter. Call of Duty League wants to be taken seriously, and if they want to be taken seriously, they can't have players tweeting stuff like this and then just going on and saying whatever.
Especially with esports players, they want esports to be taken as a serious thing. If you're talking trash like that online, you just look like a dummy.
Stupid.
Yeah, like, you can't talk like that in the professional world anyway. Some action in the League of Legends just went down. Checkpoint XP producer Callie is going to join us as we talk about what happened. That's next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.